This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX, and you may have heard, well, this is hour two of three, I know you know that, but you may have heard that FanDuel Sports Network is in jeopardy of maybe no longer existing, which means for the 2026 season, the Cardinals will have to figure out what the broadcast is going to look like on the television side. And who's going to do it? Who's going to produce the thing? But to talk about what's going on with FanDuel and its parent company, Main Street Sports, Maury Brown is a senior contributor to Forbes, and Maury is with us on KMOX. Good to have you today, Maury. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. So my understanding is that FanDuel is basically just paid for naming rights for the broadcasts for Main Street Sports, which produce several regional cable sports network broadcasts. That's the way this works, first of all, correct?
That is correct. So, just yeah. as it was the case prior, it's gone through
with
several
Bally's.
Iterations. Yes.
Yeah. So yes. Then what is going on here with Main Street Sports? My understanding, it's also, it used to be Diamond Sports?
It did. Diamond went through a bankruptcy restructuring. It was came out of that and renamed themselves, and they appear once again to be coming into financial headwinds. So it's a significant situation. Obviously impacts not just the Cardinals, but a bunch of teams in the NBA and the NHL, including the St. Louis Blues.
Okay, quick question here, just because I know so many fans have seen, you know, the iteration from Fox Sports Midwest to Bally Sports Midwest. So you mentioned Diamond Sports. They are the ones that bought it from Sinclair. Is that correct?
No, that was part of Sinclair kind of backed it. They were the backstop
okay.
for it. Once again, it's a bit, you know, confusing, right? It's gone through several iterations of it. As it stands right now, they're working with a deal with a company called Dazn, D-A-Z-N, that are mostly known in Europe and not really much of a player in the United States. They mostly do streaming deals, and it sounds like it's fairly complex. But if that deal doesn't go through, then all the media rights would go back to all the clubs, including the Cardinals. And this happened prior with that, with Diamond Sports Group. And what would happen then is that Major League Baseball would produce the broadcasts. And Major League Baseball has been very good about it. They've been able to go ahead and get carriage deals so that you would find it on, you know, Xfinity or DirecTV streaming and whatnot. So – it'll be interesting to see what happens, because again, the question then becomes how much money goes back to the Cardinals.
Yeah, and I know that is the main concern from the teams, and we have heard that there have already been some payments that have been missed, because the way it usually works is the network or the entity producing the telecasts pays the team for the rights to do that, and they make payments. They get billed, and they've missed one already?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Normally, they're like quarterly payments. And there's a grace period. So for this to have been announced or to have leaked out means that they have missed their throughout the grace period as well. So that's concerning because, again, Major League Baseball went through this prior with several Cubs, the Padres, the Twins, the Guardians, just to name a few. And so, once again, that becomes problematic. Now, baseball has been in a pretty good position to go ahead and pick these up. They literally did this with and fall through the Padres within a 24-hour period and were able to get them on the air mid-season. The only saving grace for the Cardinals is that this happens in the offseason, so it gives them a little bit of time to try and figure out how they're going to respond.
But it happens mid-season, for instance, the St. Louis Blues. So what does that mean?
Yeah, they would have to scramble on trying to figure out what they would want to go ahead and do in terms of trying to figure out carriage deals and whatnot that would go through with it. The good news, bad news. The bad news is when it happened with Major League Baseball, there was an acrimonious relationship. Major League Baseball very much wanted to see the media rights deals that they had garnered prior have the payments be made. They wanted to go ahead and lower it. And when I say they, Diamond, which would now be Main Street. So again, the question would be whether something could be cobbled together at the last minute for the NHL. So it is. It's problematic. The NBA described it as the worst nightmare if something like this were to happen. And so, again, it's certainly not great for fans who are just want to know where they're going to be able to see their games played. Mm-hmm. My guess would be at a last-ditch effort, they would try and work deals and kind of go back to the future and try and do over-the-air broadcasts with their local networks, right? So that has happened with some of the NBA franchises. It's quite possible that maybe the NHL teams might try and broker some kind of deal there.
So if this deal goes through with it, it's that DAZN, I've heard it said differently. I've heard DAZN. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I have seen it before. I've seen the logo before, never really used the service or anything. So if this does happen, would the expectation be that the Cardinals broadcast here and those that are affected, the fan duels around the country, would be done about the same, like no change, or would things be a little different?
Yeah, that's the open question. It sounds, I mean, the way that the deal is described is that it's complex. They're known mostly for streaming, so there would likely be a direct-to-consumer offering so that people that are not part of your, you know, standard cable traditional television deal would have a streaming rights offer. So, I mean, that's certainly one way that it could be done. That the traditional TV deal would still remain in place. There would be a streaming offering. The big, of course, question is whether the media rights would be the same or whether they would try and broker some kind of deal through there. Now, it sounds to me like this would bail out, would bail them out. So, again, that's kind of the way that Main Street would kind of try and do this to get DAZN to basically be a backstop and basically the majority owner of it.
Okay, I know I don't know exactly how all of this works, but from my layman's perspective, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, like the St. Louis Cardinals as a product and the St. Louis Blues as a product, that's a pretty strong product. And also, FanDuel is sports gaming, a multi-billion dollar industry and growing. How is FanDuel Sports Network struggling?
Yeah, I mean, the big question is how this affects the change in subscriptions for people that watch traditional television. I mean, the biggest thing was is that when the Fox Sports deal fell through, right? When when that had to be split up due to the Disney sale, that had to be broken up. It was done for, I want to say, $71 billion, and it was hyper over leveraged, and that became the profound problem. There was just a ton of debt. Now, when Diamond Sports took over, they went into bankruptcy. They cleared it. They said they were in great shape. That clearly doesn't seem to be the case here. If they're already within basically the span of a year running into headwinds on this, well, that's the problem. So, again, it's that they're over-leveraged. I mean, they're just in a bunch of debt. The model, of course, has changed. I mean, again, the number of people that are on traditional cable has dwindled significantly as streamers have this point where we're flipping over to streaming services. So that's largely the big problem that we're seeing.
Maury Brown, senior contributor to Forbes, is joining us here on KMOX. And because it has been an issue with the regional sports networks around the country that have been struggling, but we have seen some teams just make their own. I'm thinking of Marquee Network with the Cubs, for example. And it's been for the last few years that they just produce and they distribute their own games on their own network. Would that be a possibility for a team like the Cardinals? Are they even interested in doing something like that?
Yeah, it's a possibility. I mean, the Texas Rangers, who were in the group of the last ones that wound up having either Major League Baseball was going to pick up the production or they could go on their own. The Texas Rangers went alone on it. So, look, the brand, especially the Cardinals, are an exceptionally strong brand. So they could, in effect, do that. Now, again, that comes with some risk. We've seen some clubs decide to go that route and then back off of it. Most notably, recently, the Seattle Mariners had Root Sports Northwest. They decided to go in and own that. They owned that for a period of time. They have recently come under MLB's umbrella. And the wild card in this, of course, is that ESPN just picked up a portion of those broadcasts for all those teams that Major League Baseball produced. And so, again, that's a three-year deal. What Major League Baseball, of course, is looking to do eventually is try and pull in as many of these local media rights deals into one package and sell that off as a large deal to someone like Amazon, to someone like ESPN. And so right now we're in this bridging, but this three-year deal with ESPN, NBC Peacock, and that kind of deal right now where we have that, that's, I think, the open-ended question. So if the Cardinals were to try and strike some deal, that's a long-term investment. That would be something that they would want to go ahead and do for a long period of time. And again, there's so much questions about where the industry is heading and whether they would make more being bundled with a large group of teams or whether they could go it on their own. That's the open question. So only the Cardinals can answer that question right now. Of course, what they're hoping is they don't have to do anything in the near term and that they have some sustainability, at least for the time being.
Obviously, it's a lot different when it comes to the NFL, which doesn't have local broadcasters. They've just got the national teams. On the radio side, you've got local broadcasters, but on the national side, it's not like that. And there's different interests with the NFL. People generally in this country are more interested in the NFL than they are in baseball. But could it ever be a model like that? Would it even make sense to do that? Or, you know, would it make sense for there to just be one subscription service and you get all the teams and that's it? There's no other way to get it.
Yeah, that was the brilliance of Pete Rozelle and the NFL in doing that. Of course, the NFL is its own universe. I mean, Rod Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, has said that he's interested in trying to pull them all in. Now, the problem with that is that there are teams like the Yankees or the Dodgers or, you mentioned, the Cubs that are big market, large brands that are going to probably make more money than some package deals where all 30 clubs in Major League Baseball would go ahead and join in on a streaming deal. And that becomes the prevailing question, whether they could package it up as a national deal. Again, I don't see this in terms of – I would see this as a streaming deal. So that's probably not going to make a lot of fans happy. But you can see the writing on the wall. There have been instances where some sports leagues, most notably MLS, did it with Apple TV. But there could be other options. Again, right now it's a hodgepodge. It just seems to be all over the place, which can be problematic. You know, the beauty of regular linear television was it was all in one place. I mean, we bemoaned the idea of cable television, but everything was largely there and you could find it. Now it's scattered around a bunch of different streaming services, and that comes with, you know, a cost component. There's just so many streaming services that people can be a part of. You just run into a cost problem.
So the last thing I want to ask you is sort of off the topic here, and that is we are a little bit less than a year away from Major League Baseball having the lockout. We know that people are assuming it is going to happen. The length of it, not quite sure. My feeling, Maury, and I don't know how you feel about this, is the longer this goes on, I don't think it's likely we have a long work stoppage, that they will either get something done during spring training or before the season. How do you think this is going to play out? Because certainly this is also complicating the TV deal situation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because what a lot of people don't know is in most TV deals, even if games are missed, the media rights still flow to the clubs. Now they get paid back in rebates, but they get paid back over time. So for a situation like we're talking about with this complicated situation with Main Street. I mean, the problem there, of course, would be that they're in kind of financial difficulty. I would expect an off-season lockout absolutely is going to happen. The last time this happened, we missed spring training, and they were able to compress the regular season with a bunch of doubleheaders. They missed the first week of when the regular season was scheduled, but they got in all 162. I would not be surprised to see April potentially into May be lost. I think that the owners are really going to try and push for a salary cap. And in that instance, you're going to lose games. Will you get into it when you get into the summer? I think that there's a lot more pressure on the owners at that stage to try and come into some deal. But I think that there's a real possibility of losing some regular season games this time around. There just seems to be a situation in which the owners really are going to try and push for a salary cap, even though they have an absolute terrible history of this. Obviously, the 94-95 strike in which we lost the World Series looms over the sport. And fans are not as forgiving as they used to be. There are a lot more entertainment options at their disposal, and I think that actually works in the favor of fans this time around. You know, hopefully that comes into play, and if there are regular season games, there's not many that are lost.
Thank you, Maury Brown. We appreciate your time as always.
All right, you take care. Thank you so much for having me.
Maury Brown is a senior contributor to Forbes with us here once again on KMOX. Man, there's a lot that is up in the air as it comes to Major League Baseball and affecting the Cardinals as well.
I'm sick of streaming.
I'm sick of everything. Everything, including this weather. What are you talking about? 75 degrees on Christmas Day. Stop it. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I was a bit under the weather the past last week, so I missed some shows. But Matthew, you'll be pleased to note that I continued in my anti-phone crusade.
Oh, good.
Because I didn't have to set an alarm because I was ill. Guess who slept with her phone in a different room?
Your sister.
No,
you
Matthew.
Did.
That's right.
Oh, good job.
Thank you. And so I also have my 15-minute limit on my phone.
Nice.
So I started reading again. Oh. Reading.
What's that?
Wonderful.
Like picture books?
Like picture books. Exactly right. No, I'm currently reading American Covenant about the ideological and philosophical foundations of the American Constitution.
All right, just move on. Move on. What? Yeah.
I learned some new words.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Tell us about it.
Okay. The first one is throttle bottom.
I know what that is.
Do you? Mm. Raj?
You can't say that on the
Tell
air,
me what
think.
A throttle bottom is.
Well, I just had a weekend. What?
A throttle bottom. Everyone remember these. Write these down. A throttle bottom is a willfully ignorant and incompetent person in public office.
Not at all what I thought. I can think of a couple throttle bottoms.
I can think of a lot of throttle bottoms.
We just talked about one of them. Go ahead.
A mumpsimus.
Oh, a mumpsimus.
A mumpsimus.
Is this a disease?
Sounds like it. Sounds like I had the mumpsimus. No. A mumpsimus is an obstinate person who insists on making an error in spite of being shown it is an error.
Interesting. Now obstinate.
Okay. That's pretty good. Oh, quick note. I didn't learn these from that book. This was from various articles, including one in The Atlantic. Yeah, I don't want people to think this is reflecting on the
mumpsimus.
Book. Mumpsimus. Cacistocracy.
Oh, my gosh.
Cacistocracy.
I've never heard of a cacistocracy.
Well, so this is when the cacs are in charge.
What's a cac?
Don't know.
So, guys, this word is my new favorite word. A cacistocracy is government by the least suitable or competent citizens of a state.
All right.
Wow.
That's.
Can you believe it?
Again, relevant.
But cacistocracy, I've never heard of that word. And I've read a lot of books on politics.
Cacistocracy.
Yeah. So remember, throttle bottom, which I love, mumpsimus, and cacistocracy. Here's one, which we all deal with. It's not necessarily along the same theme as the other three. Lethologica.
Lethologica.
Yeah. Lethologica is the inability to remember a word or put your finger on it when you're like, what is that word for that?
Now that is so useful.
Yeah. But now you got to remember Lethologica.
Yeah, be like, there's a word for this. What is it?
But when you use these words, nobody else knows what they mean. So how useful are they?
It's the right question because there are all these words.
Lethologica is really just a party trick when someone can't remember their word. Ranj can go, he can, you know, I don't know, swirl his swill. You can swirl your swill and say, actually, there's a word for that, Barbara. It's Lethologica.
Barbara.
Yeah.
How many Barbaras do you think I'm talking
with that?
Yeah. I do think even if no one knows the word throttle bottom, it's worth using and answering when people say throttle bottom.
This guy's a real throttle bottom over there, isn't he?
Yes.
I do like throttle bottom.
Throttle bottom is a great word. And kakistocracy.
What does that even throttle bottom? Like, how do you get to least qualified person being in public office?
You know what? I didn't look at the etymology of throttle bottom. I'll do that on the break.
Okay.
You do the weather.
I'll do the weather. You do that thing.
Okay.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. Matt Pauly joins us next to talk about the Wilson Contreras trade. The Cardinals have made another deal with Boston. That's next on KMOX.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Contreras swings and he drives that to right center field. That gets down. It's on the way to the warning track. Cut off. Freelick got to it, holding Contreras to a long RBI single, and the Cardinals lead 4-1.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
All right, well, the Cardinals have been active, and they have made another trade. And we got the word of that yesterday, later in the afternoon, that Wilson Contreras has been traded to the Boston Red Sox. And to discuss that with us on the Chris and Amy Show, it is Matt Pauly, the host of Sports Open Line, Rush Hour Sports, and Countdown to Opening Day, happening on Thursdays leading into the 2026 season. Matt Pauly, what do you think of the deal?
Yeah, I think it's part of the rebuilding process. You're bummed to see Wilson Contreras, who, you know, you feel bad for him. He came to St. Louis to play for winning Cardinals teams, and he never got that opportunity. He was a guy that cared so much about winning. At times, he wasn't treated the best. He went through some things. So I feel bad that Contreras' Cardinals tenure ends without much in terms of games that really matter. As far as the return, you get a guy who's going to step right into the starting rotation, Hunter Dobbins. You get a couple young pitchers that are sort of lottery tickets and are considered prospects. So I'm fine with it. Like this is what a rebuild is. You trade away older players for younger players, and you hope that some of them hit, and not all of them will, but I've got no problem with the deal.
So you don't ever know for sure when you're talking about younger players, in particular minor league prospects. But does this return for the Cardinals seem about right? Is it better than they might have gotten, or is it worse than they should have?
Yeah, I think it's about right. And I'm not the guy who's going to be able to break down prospects the way some other people are, but I certainly have read a lot about the two young players who are coming over, and Fajardo seems to be the one that people are most excited about. Sounds like he's going to slot in as a top 10 organizational prospect, so that's nice. And then, I mean, Dobbins is still a young guy. He made his Major League debut this past year, so you still have tons of club control on him. He's not, you know, we talk about this team needing more swing and miss from starting pitching. That's not what this guy is. He's more of the classic Cardinals pitcher who's going to pitch to contact. But, yeah, I mean, he slots in. I'm fine with it. The basic answer to what you're saying is I'm fine with the return.
How interesting is it that Chaim Bloom has now dealt with his former team a couple of times in this offseason already?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. And he had mentioned after the Sonny Gray trade that it did feel kind of weird for him going through that process. I'm guessing it was less weird as he did it a second time with Contreras. But, yeah, all of a sudden, you know, you think about bringing in Dobbins and Fitz and then Dustin May, who was just signed as a free agent. That's three starters who are very probably going to be in the starting rotation who were pitching for Boston last year. So there's going to be a lot of here's the interesting part about all this, Ranj. For the most part, the players that the Cardinals have gotten back from Boston got to the organization after Chaim Bloom left. Dobbins did not. He is responsible for Dobbins coming to the Red Sox organization. But the guys that they got in the Gray trade, and either both of the young guys or one of the two young guys, I'd have to look it up again, were not there. So it's not like he's bringing all these people over from Boston who he had gone out and acquired for them.
So, all right, they've done this. We've talked about Contreras. That was the one that I was sort of zeroed in on when we were talking about the remaining Cardinals that are likely to be dealt. That I didn't think we were talking enough about him. It was all Brendan Donovan, and they're trying to get rid of Nolan Arenado and probably some relievers like Romero getting dealt. But Contreras was the one I thought was the maybe as attractive as anybody else. We just weren't giving him attention. So it's tough to guess what happens next, but what do you think there? Is it still Arenado? Is that still their main order of business? If they could do it tomorrow and get the right deal, is that what they would go for first?
Yes, that's been the whole time, but I think they have to wait on that one still, because there are going to be other pieces that end up falling. The Donovan thing might take some time here, and I'm going to say that, and they're going to announce a Donovan trade this afternoon, but it seems like Donovan is the piece that's going to get you the largest return, so you kind of continue to negotiate that out, and there's so many teams that are interested in him that you continue to play that game and see how much you can increase the price on him moving forward. So, yeah, if they can get an Arenado deal done, that'd be great. I don't know if anything's going to happen before the holiday season. I don't completely preclude it, but I guess I would be mildly surprised if something were to happen before the holiday period. But I know Chaim Bloom's working on things, and you know, he had said to Tom on Sunday morning that they were hoping to get something done before the holidays. Well, then not that long after we get the reports of the Contreras trade. The Cardinals have yet to confirm it, but that's probably going to happen at some point today. I would think we probably even have a media availability with Chaim and maybe somebody else today, so we'll just have to wait on that. But yeah, I mean, the short answer to your question is yes. The number one priority for this organization is to trade Arenado. That's the only guy who's left that you like feel like you have to trade. They'll probably trade Donovan, and they'd like to do that. They'll probably trade Romero, and they'd like to do that, but you have to trade Nolan Arenado.
Hey, Matt, in the NHL, they have a league-wide trading pause basically all of Christmas week. It's like December 20th through the 28th. You can't place anyone on waivers. You can't trade them, which is not always been that way. Major League Baseball doesn't have that, I don't think. And so do you see a lot of movement on a Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the day after, generally in baseball?
Yeah, not a lot of movement, but it happens. It does happen for sure. Heim told a story to us at the winter meetings about how when he was at Tampa Bay, they had sent basically their entire baseball operations department home for a few days for the holidays, and they said, put your phones down, we're going to take some time. And then all of a sudden on Christmas Eve, an agent for a player that they were really interested in signing basically said, we need your best and last offer right now. So all of a sudden on Christmas Eve, he was calling up his entire baseball operations staff saying, we got to get back together and start working on this. And I know you weren't comparing the two, but it's different because if you get traded in the NHL during Christmas week, then you're literally trading where you physically have to be right around the holidays, where if you get traded during the Christmas week, that doesn't actually impact any, you know, where you physically have to be. So that's why there's no need for there to be that respite there. But yeah, it happens. It happens for sure.
It's kind of funny. It's just like the human element of things that we don't always think about when we start talking about players like they're commodities. But a former NHLer was telling a story on a podcast I was listening to last week. And he said on Christmas Day, he played for the New York Rangers, and he gave all of his family members all of this new Rangers gear, and he got traded the next day. And he said they all had all of this Rangers gear, and he was no longer playing for the Rangers.
Yeah, that happened. We do forget sometimes. That's something that I really try to do in my job. And sometimes it's easier said than done. But I do try to remember the fact that. And La Russa always used to do, you know, the men not machines line from La Russa. It's true. They are human beings, and when we talk about them, we should talk about them as if they are human beings and not just machines that you're, you know, playing around with.
Matt, your thoughts on the Cardinals TV situation now with FanDuel up in the air?
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, if I'm the Cardinals, I'm pretty annoyed right now because you took a 20-25% haircut last year to stay with FanDuel, and then a year later, not even, they're coming back, and if the sale goes through to the DAZN people, it sounds like they're going to have to renegotiate with all their partners anyway. So then 1 year after already taking a cut, you're taking another cut in all likelihood. The RSN model just is not working right now, the regional sports network model. It's unfortunate that you know, reading the reports in, you know, Sports Business Journal and the other places that it's come out, they're trying to save themselves. At some point, is it worth saving? Because this network, the system has been on the brink of collapse multiple times. It feels like it has no real long-term stability. So instead of trying to stick with the same thing that they've been doing, I wonder if this is the moment where everybody says, okay, let's figure out what the future of TV broadcasting is going to be for Major League Baseball, for the NBA, for the NHL. You know, a number of teams have gone to some type of over-the-air type situation. I know there are people in the St. Louis market who would provide a spot, but again, it comes down to money. Is there enough money to be made when you don't have the cable rights fees that go along with the regional sports network? So it's a really complicated situation. I guess it's an unfortunate situation. I say that because for the average fan out there, I don't think they're going to be impacted next year. The games are going to be on TV. They're going to be available direct to consumer in some sort of streaming platform if that's how you're going to get them. It's just, where are you going to go find them next year? That's going to be the question.
Matt Pauly, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you for being with us. We have Monday Night Football tonight, so you do not have Sports Open Line, correct?
Correct. I have Rush Hour Sports, and also a programming note, the countdown show this week, which is generally on Thursdays.
You're moving it again?
It's going to be on Tuesday.
Dude, stop moving it on me.
Sorry.
And so what about next week on New Year's Day? Is it going to be moved?
Same deal, Tuesday.
So oh, my God. Come on, man. I've been telling everybody Thursdays.
This week on Thursday is literally Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
So, listen to sports. You're going to watch sports. There's going to be football on Christmas Day. You'll be watching.
There is three NFL
games. So people
can
listen
to
Countdown Opening Day.
Okay.
That's fun. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Above my head.
All right. Hey, yeah. Matt, we appreciate you. Bear down.
I appreciate you guys. All right.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
That is Matt Paulie. Rush Hour Sports, 5 o'clock every weekday on 104.1 FM KMOX. Speaking of the football was good this weekend. Mm-hmm. It was real good. And neither of us participated in the Pick'em Challenge.
That's why it was great.
You were out. I was out. Michael Kelly, John Hancock did, however. Let's find out how they did. We'll do that next on KMOX.
He unloads. Deep ball for DJ Moore. Inside the five. Leaps in the end zone. Over the shoulder catch. Touchdown. The Bears walk off winners. Finally, 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 they rejoice in Chicago.
I'm happy for you.
Happy for me. Hey, I'm happy for Nate Gatter, a KMOX guy. You know, you might hear him on this station a lot, actually.
On this show
filling
sometimes.
In. Sometimes he's filled in on this show. He was on the call for Bears-Packers from Soldier Field over the weekend. What a game that was. For Westwood One, you actually heard that game.
Yeah.
Right here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Quick note, if you're not watching the Chris and Amy show on YouTube or the Facebook or mm-hmm. Twitter.
Which you should.
You should, because you can see Chris Ronji's Christmas Bears hat, which is actually adorable.
Look, here's my Christmas Bears hat. Let me lean into the camera for you.
It's a Bears head. It's the Bears logo. Is that mistletoe all around it?
It's holly.
Oh, it's holly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, by gosh, by golly.
Yes.
It's time for Bears and holly.
Yeah.
So, dude. I know we got to get to the no prize pick'em, which you and I did not participate in, but Michael Kelly, John Hancock did, along with Reed Lowe, who was our celebrity picker.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our guest picker, who was, what's his name? Ben.
Ben. Yeah.
Ben. Where's Ben from?
Had a frog in my throat there. But I think, we didn't really find that out about Ben.
But you didn't find anything about Ben?
We didn't know much about Ben. We didn't talk to Reed Lowe much either, to be honest.
You didn't talk to Ben very much?
Apparently, they've never done the football pick'em before?
Well.
I think Hancock and Kelly put their own spin on it.
They usually do.
Yeah, which involved way less football.
So.
And way less talking to Reed Lowe and
yes.
Ben.
So I think Reed Lowe might have been our listener.
That's so funny. Did they know who Reed Lowe
yes,
was?
Yes. Okay.
Pretty sure right. During the show, Matt texted me, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's uh-oh. Awesome. So we would like to congratulate Michael Kelly because all four contestants got four answers correct. And the tiebreaker was the score, the total points in the Sunday night game last night. And Michael Kelly was perfect. He got them all right, 52 points. And so good job by him. And I would like to also thank Mr. Kelly mm-hmm. and thank Reed Lowe for picking the Bears, which means John Hancock and Ben can both go straight to hell because they picked the Packers to win.
I've got to point out that, again, John Hancock picked the total amount of points scored in Sunday Night Football to be 73.
Dude, what is with him? I think every time he's filled in for you, Amy, on a pick'em day, he goes with like 88 points or something.
Have you ever heard of the phrase weaponized incompetence? I think he does that during the football pick'em.
Yes.
On purpose. It's like he's getting back at us.
I think he's absolutely doing it on purpose.
I think it's vengeful.
I just want to say this. This past Saturday had to have been my best football day ever as a fan, ever. And you could say, well, the Super Bowl in 85 when they won the Super Bowl. I was like 7 years old. I kind of remember it,
It was 40 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of remember it. Yeah. It was a long time. And, so I was young. It's hard to really enjoy it back when you're 6, 7 years old. Like, what's going on, but you don't. So that day, Saturday, beating the Packers the way they did on a last second, you know, come from behind. They were down 10 points in the fourth quarter. They were down 10 points, actually, with about 4 minutes to go and able to come back, getting the onside kick and then, you know, scoring the touchdown. And I went up to Chicago, went to my friend's bar to watch. By the way, you should go to Almost Home if you're ever up in Wrigleyville and you're going to a Cardinals-Cubs series. Great place to go. It's a little off the path, not too far off, but if you want to be away from the real Wrigley mess, great spot to go. And just jam-packed with people who are Bears fans, and the place was up for grabs. That was a lot of fun. Also, how about my Birds? The Illinois State Redbirds will play for a national championship because they won.
In what?
Football. FCS championship. They are going to play in the FCS championship game on January 5th. Why are you laughing?
It's like high school football. Like,
are you confused? It is.
Well, I didn't know what league.
So it's D1, but they play a different schedule. So it's like Missouri Valley Conference.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Missouri Valley Conference.
That's awesome.
Right. So Missouri State used to be in it. They took the leap to Division I. They could you stop distracting me? I'm trying to talk here, dummies. So Missouri State was in this league.
Yeah.
They have made the leap to D1. This past season was their first season in it. But they do play some D1 schools. Like, it is possible. Illinois State played Oklahoma this year. And they lost by a lot because Oklahoma is far and away better.
Because Missouri State, I think, hosted or went to a big team. Pounded, but
usually,
I mean, yeah.
Yes, usually that's what happens with the schools in this in the FCS. So,
well, the only reason I was joking is because you went there. But that's actually very exciting. Anytime you get a school anywhere in the area or, it's fun.
It was awesome, man. So they will play a national title game in Nashville where Vanderbilt plays their games. That's where the national championship is going to be, against Montana State.
I want to go to Montana.
So you've heard of North Dakota State, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the team that's always winning national championships in this division. For whatever reason, they're just amazing at football. So we beat them, though. No big deal. Not trying to brag. When we come back, Andrew Egger is going to join the show, our St. Louisan, and also White House correspondent for the Bulwark. He'll be with us when we come back. On KMOX. Hour 3 is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app,
And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.